show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Gardner, you were just saying moments before airtime that a liberty-oriented bookseller is going out of business.
Yes,
and it's kind of bad news.
Yes, this is a real sad occasion, and it's a real historical moment. Laissez-faire books is going to be going out of business.
One-time advertiser with Free Talk Live.
And yes.
I'm sad to hear that.
Yes, yes. I'm very disappointed. Laissez-faire was one of the key instruments that helped bring me to the freedom philosophy even more deeply than I already believed in it. And just their catalogs that they would send out were so full of information that you could walk away having been educated just from reading the book catalogs about the books. People like Jim Powell and Kathleen over there are doing great jobs. And so it's disappointing. They had been... They'd become part of the Center for Libertarian Thought for a little while. They had been on their own prior to that. But, best of luck to everybody over at LFB.
Wow, because I was working on this audio book that really I hadn't been working on, but I really should be working on. It's been on my list of things to do. I was turning The Market for Liberty, which is a book that they hold the copyright to, into an audio book. And I have permission from them to do this. The original idea was I would turn it into an audio book and offer a free version on our website for download, and then there'd be a link to where someone could go and purchase it from LFB.
Great.
That's obviously not going to be possible at this point. So, I'm not going to stop turning the book into an audio book. I'm going to keep doing that because I had their permission, so I figure I'll keep doing it anyway.
That's great.
That's a bummer. And
really,
that's actually
really
the second liberty-oriented book source that's gone out of business in, I think, 2 years.
No, really?
Because what was the other one? It was another one. Loom Panics.
Loom Panics.
Loom Panics was
Panics.
The other one.
They're out, too.
Oh, yeah. They've been out, yeah.
Wow. They went down about 2 years ago, and it was just basically, I remember the email they sent out or the letter they sent out was, and Loom Panics was a little bit more kooky, I guess,
esoteric
than LFB.
Unusual, yeah.
Like, if you wanted to learn how to break somebody's neck with a pinch of your finger, you could go and get that kind of book.
You could still go to Paladin Press and get the Dragon Touch book or whatever.
They had a lot of those kinds of
survivalist stuff,
But they also had a lot of Liberty books, similar catalog to LFB on the Liberty side. Yeah. And their reason was, it was just that, you know, the online booksellers like Amazon, which, of course, amazon.freetalklive.com is going to be where you're going to have to get your books from now on. But the online booksellers were just whittling away at their profits and their sales, and it just wasn't worth it for them anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, LFB offered to match anything that Amazon would provide as far as discounts, but I think just the general trend for people's attention always brought them back to Amazon. And what can you say? You know, Amazon does a great job, so more power to them. But it's hard to see the specialty laissez-faire books gone. They even had a shop in New York City for a while.
Did
my friend Bruce Wood used to go down there, and he was studying with Israel Kirshner down at NYU, and then we'd get together and hang out and talk about all the books, and it's a watershed seeing LFB go.
That's got to be even more difficult. To actually have a location that you have to pay rent on in order to a storefront location to keep that going.
Yeah, what I was thinking when Gardner was giving us the bad news here was, it's one thing to send out, it costs a lot of money to produce a catalog every single month or every other month or every quarter or whenever it was produced.
Yeah.
But isn't there a way that they could just run the website? I mean, is it not producing enough revenue?
It's funny because I was on the phone with Kathleen maybe about a month ago or a month and a half ago or more than that now. And
she's really nice.
Yeah, she's a really nice woman. And Kathleen was telling me that they were going to be cutting out the catalog and they were just going to be going online. But I guess even that wasn't going to be enough savings. So that's too bad. It says, they're sad. I just have the email here. It's sad to announce that laissez-faire books is going out of business. Book market has changed tremendously over the past 30-plus years, and it has gotten harder and harder for a small niche bookseller to cover expenses. I suppose the market has spoken. I want our loyal customers, supporters, and friends, especially our associates, to know how much your support has meant to everyone at LFB over the years. And if you're just finding the freedom philosophy, the Internet is a great resource. But the ease with which you could turn to laissez-faire books You didn't need to network. You didn't need to hook up. You didn't need to find anything. All you had to do was find laissez-faire books, and you'd find hundreds and hundreds of books ranging from Ayn Rand to Bastiat to Henry Hazlitt to Leonard Reed, Sheldon Richmond, Thomas Sowell and von Mises and Hayek, you know.
Well, we should look on the bright side here. I mean, they've made the announcement. It's going to be over with. I don't know what the date is. They're going to close their door. Does it say that in the email?
Let's see.
There's going to have to be a liquidation, and that's going to be the bright side for anybody that's been, you know, holding out on maybe purchasing some books or something like that.
Yeah. In fact, it was funny because I was up till about 1 a.m. last night going to the website.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, they're going to be clearing out stuff. There are things that are already gone. So, shoot, maybe I shouldn't be announcing this on your show because I'm going to get online and start getting the books. But, you know, what I'm doing actually is I'm making copies of the pages. I'm going to make copies of the pages, and any of the books that they don't have, I'm going to keep the ones that I think are interesting and keep them in a Word file and then just start searching for them. If I can't get them through laissez-faire, eventually I'll find them out there.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll be the way to do it. So if I can't get them right now, I'll get them eventually. You know, so anyway, there's the sad news, I suppose, and the good news. Let me see. Torch is really good on BBC America.
I don't know what that is.
No,
I don't
watch Doctor Who spinoff. I'm just a geek.
Oh right, yeah, you told me about that last week.
It's awesome. Anyway,
So I don't know. I don't think people should look at this and say, "Oh no, liberty oriented booksellers are going out of business. No one wants liberty anymore." I don't know if that's necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. Yeah.
Are there any socialist oriented booksellers that are out there that you know?
Well, and, you know, the fact is, marketplaces change.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly why it is that they're going out of business. I mean, you know, we could say that it's the market that, you know, just not enough people are buying books, but maybe that's not it. We just don't know. It's jumping to a conclusion. So
sure. Yeah, who knows? But there you go, folks. That's
right.
It.
Our number is 1-800-259-9231, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, Gardner, you're going to tell us about Texas Instruments, TI. The company has been arrested.
Not quite, but close. No. Yes, a man calling himself TI, he's a very talented artiste. actually, his stuff isn't all that bad, I guess. I heard some
really?
Listen to some. Yeah, it's all right. It's sort of like DMX, you know, it's okay. I never really
heard someone shouting into a microphone.
Yeah, you know, he's got multiple. they got multiple layer shouts, and you know the whole clickety click, and with the multiple shouts, and it. So he got arrested on, and this is what tipped me off to it, and you know you can pick it up anytime you want, folks. The story is that he was arrested on gun charges, on weapons violations.
Where was he arrested? Do we know?
It appears that the court is U.S. District Court in Atlanta, so it must have been in Georgia.
Okay, because I was concerned it might be in Los Angeles, where apparently they've been having contests to see who can make the most arrests. We'll get to the TI story here in a moment, but according to the Associated Press, sheriff's deputies have been competing in organized contests to see who can make the most arrests, who could impound the most cars, and who could question the most gang members. The contests are meant to boost morale and motivate deputies, but some observers are crying foul. One of the competitors or competitions outlined in the internal L.A. County Sheriff's Department email was Operation Any Booking. The object of the contest was to see who could arrest the most people in a 24-hour period. Lieutenant James Petro said, "It's just a friendly competition to have a little fun out here. It's a morale booster." Petro said that when he joined the station in Lakewood, he noticed some patrol deputies made 15 to 20 arrests a month, while others made 7 arrests in an entire year. The prize for winning is bragging rights.
You know, this just goes to show that, in fact, it's police officers' job to arrest people.
Yeah, and you know, what an indictment.
It's not about, you know, enforcing
keeping
the law,
safe.
Keeping people safe, or keeping the peace, or any of these things, protecting and serving. It's about arresting people.
According to,
you know, some police officers probably don't view their job that way, but look, they're going to, you know, they're going to be the losers in this competition.
Well, in fact,
that's not how their bosses feel.
It's the police observers, some police observers that were not impressed. The Washington, D.C.-based Police Foundation, one of the president, said highly problematic and inappropriate. That's what he called these competitions. He said the arrest is one of the most potential potent tools in the possession of a law enforcement officer and should be used with great thought. More on the way. You can take control. How many officers are thinking for arresting?
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing, On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue here, going to the phones here in moments. Also on the way, we'll talk about the arrest of a rapper, but not the... because we're a pop culture show or anything like that, because there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
We'll explore that. But first, the rest of the story, Los Angeles, some police officers apparently were having organized contests to see who could arrest the most people, who could impound the most cars, and who could question the most gang members in a 24-hour period. And it's actually a process that's come under fire from some police people, including the Police Foundation from Washington, D.C., that says their president said the arrest is one of the most potent tools in the possession of law enforcement and should be used with great thought. He says it's not a competition or a game. Los Angeles County Public Defender Michael Judge wondered if the games could prompt deputies to make illegitimate arrests to boost numbers. Gee, you think? Judge said, certainly it calls into question whether there was a legitimate reason to book any of the people who were booked during the time of the competition. I mean, think of...
yes, it does.
There must be plenty of offenses that could be arrestable that many officers will give people a pass on just because the laws are silly,
yeah,
or whatever the deal is. There are so many silly, stupid, minutia-style laws out there that they could easily get... I mean, maybe they could arrest you for not having a light on your license plate. You know what I mean? One of those
Absolutely.
Little things. So, who knows? Maybe they were just trumping up charges, maybe planting a little pot on the gang member.
Right.
That sort of thing. So,
I would hope that they weren't doing such a thing. But even so,
it's the LAPD we're talking about, Mark.
To motivate,
you ever heard of the Rampart Division?
To incentivize a police officer to arrest people when he may or may not normally do so. That doesn't make any sense at all.
According to a Times review of the records, Operation Any Booking didn't result in an increase in arrests on the day of the contest. But the impound competition may have increased the number of vehicles seized, with records showing a spike in vehicle seizures the day of the contest. Sheriff Lee Baca said the competitions were a well-meaning but poorly conceived idea that promoted the wrong values. The sheriff said, we're not into numbers, we're into quality, and I don't think it will occur again.
Well, great, great.
That's good to know that, you know, at least not all police officers were cheering this one on.
It certainly exposes a lot in the public eye out there if they're in L.A. and they see all these things going on, these guys pushing for more arrests. Mm-hmm. Or for more, what do they say, for more...
impounds and arrests.
Impounds and arrests. They ended up getting more impounds than they got arrests. They didn't increase the number of arrests. And either way, this is an indictment. I was mentioning off the air, you know, that either they weren't doing their job before, or and not making enough arrests and impounds,
mm-hmm,
or now they're pushing it beyond what was normal and doing something which they really shouldn't be doing either, which is really getting in people's hair. So either they weren't doing it enough before, or now they're doing it and bothering people. So they can't win either way, the cops in this situation. It was a dumb idea.
Yeah, and the impounds, that's got to be worth some money for them, too, because there's money there. I mean, people usually pay on a daily basis for how long their car is impounded,
yeah,
and they have to pay a flat fee to get it out as well.
I hope it's worth the loss that they're going to get in the public eye for all the hassle.
I don't think they care. Well, it's not like they care.
Right.
They don't have
like
a customer service department or anything that's going to be concerned about this.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it doesn't... Police officers are going to arrest people that commit crimes like stealing things and hurting people. They're going to arrest them anyway. Those are the people that are going to get arrested.
And now maybe should be arrested.
Maybe in the situation where two guys were fighting or something like that, they might not arrest somebody. And I don't necessarily think that every time two guys fight that somebody should go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if one guy jumps on another guy and starts beating him up, that guy should go to jail.
Right.
But if two guys decide we're going to fight and they do so, as far as I'm concerned, do so at your own peril. But, you know, it seems like most of these arrests would come from the area of, I don't know, joints in cars,
yeah,
you know, things like that. Now, I guess the arrest didn't really go up, but the impounding could come from, you know, a small amount of drugs found in cars and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Where normally they would just say,
let someone come and get the car.
Toss the joint on the ground and
grind it out. Merry way. Yeah.
Right, but even if they made an arrest, they don't necessarily have to impound. They could always call somebody and have the car picked up, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So really it's just a matter of being kind to people or not. You know, how nice do you want to be today?
And on this particular day, it was, you aren't supposed to be nice at all. Don't let anybody off and be mean and impound cars and ruin people's days and ruin their lives. Because, you know, an arrest can really just throw a wrench into a good thing. You could have been having a good life. You could have been getting along with people. And then all of a sudden, you get arrested for something piddly like marijuana possession. You get your car impounded. And if you were having trouble paying the bills and putting food on the table for your kids, now you're going to have even more trouble.
It certainly doesn't help getting a job. If there's a situation where you have two employees, one with an arrest record and one without, two potential employees, one with an arrest record, one without, and you have to choose between them, it doesn't even really matter what the story is behind that arrest. If all other things are equal, you're like, I'll take the one who hasn't been arrested.
Yeah, you're not even going to think past that.
And a lot of police officers, and I'm not speaking for all of them, I say a lot of them, they could care less about the personal lives of the people that they're arresting. All they see is criminal, punish him, give him the fullest extent of the law. And they don't understand that the fact that you're just arresting this person for a simple possession of a joint might mean that he might not make it to work tonight and therefore lose his job because no one knows where he is. He hasn't been able to call anybody yet because he's been in the system processing for hours. You know, I mean, all kinds of unintended consequences come out of this, but it doesn't affect the police officer. Nothing, you know, they just boost their little totals and their numbers, and that's all they care about.
Isn't it interesting, wrong. Too, Ian, how, you know, so few people can really distinguish what supposedly is the proper rationale for police protection in the first place, which is not for these type of things that are consensual, you know, whether it's drugs or prostitution or anything like that, but for things that are aggression against other people. And I think part of the reason for that is, you know, we mentioned this a couple months back, but even the rationale for government as a protective force, everybody has different ideas on what the protection should be.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your money forcibly taken from you for that protection force. How is that at all ethical? It's very difficult to justify.
And I don't think even the police themselves are taught that it's their role to protect people from force or fraud.
There have been Supreme Court cases that say they have no responsibility to protect people.
And what they're taught is that it's their job to enforce the law.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of laws out there for them to enforce.
Yeah, more than the police officers can possibly read in a lifetime. More than obviously the citizen would care to read in a lifetime. It would be a heck of a lot easier if we just had fewer laws, and that way everybody knew what they were.
Right. I can think of a couple easy laws we should have. Don't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Don't steal things from them.
Take their stuff, and don't destroy their stuff either. Okay?
I would sign on to a society like that.
Don't commit fraud.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If it was just a society and not government, then I'd sign on to it.
Seems like enough to me. Seems to cover all the bases there. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCart.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCart.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. We got all kinds of neat things there, including live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're for free at bbs.free. Oh, excuse me, not BBS. At freetalklive.com, right there on the front page.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Wallbound in North Carolina. Wallbound, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind, Wallbound?
I got two questions. One's really about just basic fundamental rights. And another one for Mark over succession.
Okay.
He loves to talk about succession. Okay, the first one is, do you actually have a right to be able to travel from point A to point B?
I think if you have agreed with the private property owners in the first place, if you're crossing over private property, then yes, you would have that right.
There's point C between. You got to talk to point C owner.
In this current world that we live in, there's this silly concept of public property or the commons, and the theory is that, well, everyone owns a piece. And so if everybody owns a piece, then you shouldn't have to ask permission from anybody else to travel on it. And in the world where we live in, where there is this public
property, but you do have to ask.
You should have the ability to travel.
You do have to ask permission because driving is not a right. It's a privilege.
Actually, it's operating a motor vehicle.
Into that one. I am so glad you said that because I got upset the other night. You did two shows ago. I was just trying to catch up on the podcast. And I was hoping Ian would goat you into doing that, but you just did it yourself. Okay. Let me explain something. If you, like you were screaming and yelling, you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the government is there to ensure that right. If you actually have a right to a life, then you actually have to provide for yourself. It's not a right for you to. It's actually a right for you to actually have, be able to provide for yourself. Correct.
Sure. Yes.
So, if you can't provide for yourself, and there is something infringing on that right, and they now call it a privilege, it's just another way of taking your rights away from you. See, what you don't seem to understand is these roads, a lot of them were dirt. People rode horses on them.
Yep.
People actually drove automobiles on them without having to have the driver's license. Okay?
Right. Well, about, I totally understand and agree. Well, about, I agree. I think that in a perfect, world of liberties, you know, where we all are able to do, you know, what we want as long as we don't hurt anyone else, that a driver's license would be, you know, something that we wouldn't need. What I was arguing with Ian about is that I think that probably the best place to start as far as getting our liberties is not the driver's license. And I think that Ian mostly agrees. I just think that for people that are sort of advanced in the concepts of liberty, like yourself, you get it. But 99.9% of Americans simply do not get it. And advocating getting rid of a driver's license, it confuses them. We're much better off talking to them about, legalizing drugs or lowering taxes or one of those things.
99% of the Americans may not understand it, but I don't believe in the 13% rule. That's what actually got this country that way.
What is that?
I actually believe it was less than 1% that actually got this country that way, and just as soon as the people wrote their names on the Declaration of Independence, another maybe 12% jumped on the bandwagon and decided they would like to fight for this idea.
Mm.
But if you're talking about a handful of men getting in a room in a nation of 13 colonies that actually decided to do that, that's what the revolution was all about. It was 1% who decided to do it, and they talked 12% more into fighting for it.
I'm sort of in between the both of you. I'm not somebody who's going to go out there and trumpet this as my number one issue, but I also understand that when it comes up...
My number one issue is succession.
I love that one.
And Mark made a comment that an individual, or somebody made a comment that how would an individual have the right to succeed from the state or from the union? The individual, and not just necessarily the state. Okay, and there is a way to do that.
Really?
A sovereign citizen.
Okay.
You can become a sovereign citizen of the United States.
Are you sure it's a sovereign citizen or is it a sovereign individual? Because the definition of citizen is one who owes...
I'm really not sure. It's probably sovereign individual. There's a whole process. And
I don't think you can be sovereign and be a citizen at the same time. I think that that basically a sovereign is an independent,
right,
whereas a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection from a government.
You can become sovereign. It's like a sovereign nation. See, and that's another thing. The whole thing of succession, states being able, he said, the states don't have the right to succeed. Well,
oh, I didn't say that.
Somebody said that.
Well, somebody may very well have said that, but I believe that a state, if a state can have rights, that it should be within the purview of a state's power.
States don't have rights.
Correct. But it should be within the purview of a state's power to secede from the whole of the nation. I don't think...
if they join, they should be able to leave.
Right.
Right. Here's the thing. Before the Civil War and right after the Revolutionary War, you had to meet a criteria of so many people in a settlement, in a colony, in order to become a state.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to do your constitution for that state, all right? And then after you do that, you joined a union, which is the United States of America. If, like New Hampshire and North Carolina, has in their contract, when they form their state, their constitutional state, the right to secede from the union, then the people in the electoral of that state actually do have the right to succeed. But
the individuals, you're saying,
Abraham Lincoln decided that, no, we do not have that right to succeed from his union.
And you see, that's the problem with both of the points, is that both of the issues are very, very difficult to fight
Because if you want to drive around without having the state driver's license, then eventually one of their state thugs is going to pull you over, the man in, you know, the man dressed in a uniform carrying a badge, they're going to pull you over, and they aren't really going to care about the fact that you're a sovereign individual and that you don't need their state driver's license. That's the real rub with that particular issue, is it's a very difficult one to fight. You have to have a lot of personal freedom. You have to have the ability to be able to go to jail, like Lauren Canario, who was arrested for not having a driver's license last week. She has the ability to go to jail, she's self-employed or whatever, to where she can do that. Most people, they can't fight that fight, so it's very, very difficult to get people to rally behind that particular issue.
Yeah.
And the same thing with secession. You know, you get pulled over on the side of the road, and the cop says, "Well, I don't see you. You don't even have a driver's license." You tell him, "Well, that's because I seceded personally," and he's just not going to care about
that.
See,
now I believe that if an individual decides to secede,
you got to be willing to pay that price, bud. It's like this: I don't have a license, and according to North Carolina, I'm never ever going to be able to get them again.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to come a time in my life when I'm going to have to get up. I'm going to have to go do something. And try to make a living at something.
Right.
My retirement money is getting ready to run out. But I'm not going to get the national ID card. I don't have a Social Security number anymore. I tore it up. I do not pay any taxes of any kind other than cigarette tax and gasoline tax if I decide to buy a gallon of gas for somebody to take me down to the store or whatever.
I have to say that what you're doing while bound is valuable, and that's why I won't back away from it like Mark will. It may not be my number one issue, but when somebody wants to take this on as their own issue, I will get behind them 100% because it is absolutely absurd that somebody who can drive safely is not allowed to simply because some people calling themselves government don't like the idea. And
well,
I think the more people that we have, like Laura or like you or anybody else out there that is driving safely without a government license, that we can point to and say, look how absurd this is. Why do we have to have this government paperwork? All this is making you jump through a bunch of hoops in order to do one of the things that you need to do in this society today in order to live a healthy, long, productive life. And Wallbound, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As more and more respectable people get into trouble for not having the government paper, then it will become easier to point to and say, look how absurd these laws are. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, including the bulletin board system, which I accidentally mentioned earlier. It's bbs.freetalklive.com. We've got over 250,000 posts. Lots of stuff to talk about there. It's a lot of fun. Head over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you said you were not done commenting on the whole right to travel conversation we had there with Wallbound, so I wanted to make sure you got a chance to finish up your thoughts.
Right. You know, as far as the driver's license goes, some of the arguments I feel for not having a driver's license are a little weak. First off, the roads belong to the government. Like it or not, I will totally agree with you that the government didn't own every road everywhere 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. That these were right-of-ways under common law, that they, but essentially at that point, even then, the government owned them. Governments, local governments set forth which roads were theirs. And, you know, they've seceded the right to those roads in some cases over to the state, and the state has seceded them over to the federal government. And the fact is, the piece of property that I am now buying, the one that I own in Florida and the one that I'm now buying in New Hampshire, were at one point owned by some Indians. We never bought it from them. We mm-hmm. just took it. Okay? So possession, to some extent, is 9/10 of the law. The government owns the roads. Like it or not, I don't like it, but at this point, they're the ones who operate it. It seems to me likely that a private enterprise that were to, own the roads, they would require at least some kind of certification to operate a motor vehicle.
Maybe.
Likely. Something. Do I think that it makes perfectly good sense? No, I think that the IDs are a bit overblown. But I'm not, I just don't, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me. This is not the issue. You know, this is not the big one.
Well, some people's issue. Some people take it very seriously, the idea that they have to bow down to some people in uniforms, some people calling themselves the government, and beg for their permission
those
in order to be able to go from point A to point B.
But now we're talking about the right to go from point A to point B. And as you guys stated, essentially, Ian, is that as long as there isn't a point C in the middle where somebody owns it, that's fine and dandy. But the government owns the roads. So if you've quote unquote seceded from the government's purview. If you're not going to pay any of their taxes or
Mark, the government doesn't really exist. There are just people calling themselves
corporations,
the
Ian. But you go to Walmart all the time.
Well, there are real businesses.
There are real buildings of the government, and there's really
the
a road.
Buildings don't prove that government exists.
Well, what it all comes down to is the acceptable level of violence that can be applied to you for not conforming to what that majority gangster group called government likes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Mark has a valid point in this up to a point, I think. And one of the things that I mentioned off the air is this really makes you think about those areas where you can skirt government laws and those areas where it's actually the most dangerous for you to skirt government laws. And in this case, not having a driver's license is one of those areas where just statistically you will probably end up running into trouble.
Right. Yeah. I'm a convicted felon. It's against the law for me in all 50 states to carry a firearm. Some states are different as far as vintage firearms and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But likely I'll never get a concealed carry permit. I could pack heat every single day, and it wouldn't change anything. I haven't been shaken down by a police officer since 1998.
Right.
I haven't had one pat me down for anything.
So let's look at it.
But a driver's license, I've gotten asked for that often enough.
Look at it as a great example. At one point, the airports were not run by the federal government. Now they are run by the federal government, similar to the way the roads used to be. At one point in the United States, there are great examples of this in Thomas DiLorenzo's book, How Capitalism Saved America.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of miles of roadways in New Jersey and New York in the early 1800s, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all run by private toll road companies. They bought the land privately. They made their own deals. Similar to the airports today, if Mark were to try to walk into an airport with a gun, then he would run into this problem. Now, if he were to walk into an airport every day and try to travel every day in an airport, he's really putting himself at risk.
Absolutely.
Trying to get away with this.
So, and that's essentially what they're doing
to the driver's license situation, where we're all out there and we are always, always susceptible to the vicissitudes of the particular mental state of the police officers out there at any time.
And to that end, those who do have the courage to go into the belly of the beast, so to speak, without the permits and without the papers that the beast is demanding from them, these government people are demanding from them, they really are taking quite a risk. In fact, we should go to the phones because Kurt is on the line in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kurt.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good.
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, the only time it's more of a pleasure than to talk to the two of you is when it's the three of you. So, Mark, the government owns the roads, eh?
Effectively.
Okay. Well, effectively. Okay. Do you believe that taxation is them legitimately claiming that which that belongs to them?
Well, every time I earn a new dollar, I create something brand new. So the fact that they've been stealing my dollars for years doesn't give them the same sort of authority over land that they have had that they have controlled for 100 or 200 years.
So you do believe it's theft?
I do believe it's theft.
Okay. When
I also believe it was theft when they essentially the property that I currently own in Florida and the ones that I'm buying in New Hampshire, that was stolen too.
But when can an entity take stolen money, purchase something, and then legitimately own that? I mean, if I steal $15,000 from you and go out and buy a car, does that car legitimately belong to me?
We're talking about how long someone has possessed something.
And I can keep you away from it for long enough, can I then keep it?
I think that really is a big issue, is how long a entity has possessed something. I have some white guy has possessed my property in Florida long enough that I consider myself to legitimately own it. But there is some Seminole Indian out there that may very well take umbrage with that.
The only thing I would add to that is it's slightly different. I mean, this could go back to Lithuania or Bosnia or any of these places where there have been these long-standing 1,000-year disputes about what group, what clan had this or what had this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a slight difference, Mark, and I would bring this up to both of you gentlemen, which is that the government, while it is an artifice, the internal workings of it are run constantly by different people all the time. Every generation, every few years, there's somebody new slipping into this guise of what is supposedly legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's slightly different. I don't know if it's really analogous to discuss it in that way, to say that, effective. There is obviously a difference between effective ownership and legitimate ownership. And the government has effective ownership. It will never be legitimate in any way. And I don't even call it that. I don't even call it ownership.
They have possession.
Possession.
Yeah. Yeah,
perfectly said.
But then at that point, they also have possession of my property and myself, because now they're passing laws against what I can do, what I can't do with my own body and my own property.
Yeah, right.
So that makes them the effective owner of me.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because that's one of the really nastiest points about the driver's license system, is that essentially it is something that people do have to consent to get into. They have to go and acquire this driver's license if they want to be able to make a living for themselves outside of the quarter-mile radius or half-mile radius they might be able to easily walk every day to work. So when they do that, who knows what sort of things they're agreeing to as far as the terms of the license and that sort of thing. And it opens the door for future abuses. Well, the government can say, well, since you're a licensed driver, then we can do this to you and this to you and this to you. You know, when government has a little bit of power, they don't ever stop there. And now look what they're doing. Now they're stopping people randomly at checkpoints on the southern and northern border, or within 50 miles from the southern and northern border. And they're checking people's citizenship and that sort of thing. And it's all because, well, you have to have a license to get from point A to point B. And it's really wrong, in my opinion.
It's like the consent that a victim must get from his thief in order to live. The money that we give over is the consent.
It is. It's a massive protection racket, and just imagine if it was just to get out on the sidewalk. Maybe people would feel differently if you had
a
license to walk. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Kurt, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, once again, I agree with you, Gardner, that the government has possession of the roads in the by virtue of the fact that they have armed men patrolling them that are willing to put you in a jail cell at a moment's notice.
I don't think it's much different from what Mark is saying.
I don't either. Really, the possession versus ownership thing that you're talking about is it's really about perception to some extent.
That's exactly
like I said, there are people, they're out there somewhere is a Mohawk Indian that says they own this piece of property that you've got your damn house on. How would you feel if they came and set it on fire, Ian? It's theirs. Why shouldn't they be able to?
That's a great question, Mark. I don't have an answer for that. Those things happened hundreds of years ago. I'm not responsible for it. I purchased this property legitimately from its prior
owner.
The
government took this land that
I purchased this property. The government stole.
In some cases, if they purchased roads.
Well, if they purchased a road, then that's fine. But then again, you're presuming government exists as an entity, which it doesn't.
They're comments. They're
a fantasy that only exists in people's heads. And we can discuss that more in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is...